Welcome to Chilling in a Bentley.
The number one young people podcast.
Please listen carefully.
With a poetic, inspirational, and lifestyle plethora of insights. Chilling in a Bentley. Bentley vibe.
Let's go again with the strings attached.
Okay, so no strings attached. Eh? If you happened to have a deal with someone, you strike this deal and decide we are going to be what people now call fuck buddies. Just sex and no extra friendship, extra getting to know each other, smanya what, all those things are out. You rule them out. And this person agrees. Let's say about 6 months down the road, or a year, you catch feelings, not them. You catch feelings first. Are you going to tell them? Are you going to ignore your feelings until they die? Are you going to just leave the person alone and just ghost them? Or are you going to act on the feelings or something?
How many years?
Like 1 year, or like 6 months.
1 year, 6 months. As that's long to develop feelings.
It's long.
I think, if feelings develop out of those circumstances, they're just temporary. Someone is going to be like, yes, I like you, that all of a sudden you're going to be like, because most times, if you start with sex, that's what you're chasing instantly. And once you get it, if anything comes after, I think it's just temporary. Because my guys always
it's
normally.
Extra baggage.
Yeah. That's it. Guys don't want, if you want something at first, and then you start again stressing me with again feelings, what?
You already come with what you want and now feelings. And now, we're speaking in terms of if you're the one who has caught the feelings, not them. If you catch the feelings, what happens?
Now, the thing about those kind of agreements, where you be like, you know what, let's be fuck buddies, or let's just be bunkmates. The chances are very high that one of you is going to catch feelings.
What happens if
so
you
whoever is listening, man, it had never be you. It had never be you. Okay. The thing is, there's always okay. If there's someone that catches feelings, it had never be you, because there's going to be someone. But if there are parties that are going to be privity to this agreement, and they're both going to be cheating, but no one is catching feelings. Man, those are one in a million. It's like those people who date from primary and they get married. There are very few. Now, there's always that person catches feelings. And man, if you catch the feelings, you're at a disadvantage. Man, you just have to believe, and man. Mm-hmm. The thing is, usually when you catch feelings, you're going to start simping. Because the other party is going to be on chills. It's always unbalanced, man. It's going to be on chills. You're going to start simping. She's going to clown you. What? Eventually, you'll cheat out.
Man, that's the truth, man. By the way, chicks.
Okay, now you're putting this on chicks. Eh?
Yeah. It's standard. Because normally, okay, no, by the way, sometimes there are guys who catch feelings. And guys who catch feelings simp a lot. They're worse. They're even worse. Because this guy can want to move mountains just to prove a point after he has caught feelings. Sex is a dangerous thing. It can capture men. Yeah? And some people, because if someone is a bonkment, it means that your purpose is only sex. You get, and sex is not something that alone drives a relationship. You get. So if you think that you love someone basing on sex, just because you've had sex and you feel like, you know what, I have a connection with this person just because of sex, you're going to be at a loss, like, greatly.
Okay, I've not been in this situation, but I think if I was in it and it's me who got the feelings, I wouldn't tell her, but I would start being more caring, something like that. Yeah, I would show but not tell. I start acting nice, yeah. And I see how it's going. Because, if I see progress, I tell her about it. I I ask her, what do you think? Yeah, because we've been having a good time, yeah. Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't just like go for it and be like, I think I've got feelings. I think since you have made a deal and you've just been like maybe bonking, yeah, auntie, you just start caring more, you get.
So
yeah.
You're saying you would see.
No, you guys. Okay. The truth is that I think people like guys are now misusing the word simp. Okay, like guys are now overprotective. That anything good for a babe, they call it simping, which I don't think.
Let's think that when guys have feelings, they have a lot of justifications for things. They start now changing the meaning of simping. Guys start saying, "I hear now you need to overcare. You need to know if you're on your knees, you're on your knees. If you're going an extra mile, you're going an extra mile."
That's okay. Now I have a question. What you're going to all give me your personal definition of simping? Apart from that, me and my opinion, if I was the one to catch feelings first, I shut up. I cannot, I only tell my, about my sister, about my, someone who I know who will have nothing to do with the situation. So I just let, like, you know, when you talk about something, it gets off your chest. So I'll just talk about it to someone else. But this person, I can't, unless they're the ones to come and tell me first how they feel. But if it's me to catch them first, due to the numbers of fears of rejection that some people have, I can't actually say it first. I just can't. I keep quiet. If it dies, it dies. So if it over increases and escalates, I start acting funny until I ghost you.
The issue is rejection.
Yeah. But first tell me what you guys, what's your version of, what is simping?
So idea, I think simping is when you get out of for the opposite sex, like I'm speaking for straight people, like you get out of your way to do something for the other party.
Okay.
But then the energy is not reciprocated as much.
Man, first of all, before I give my definition, I think man, Kaika's definition is a bit shady because most of the guys I know right now who are in relationships, guys go the extra mile. You get it? Because someone can do a lot for a chick, even though a chick is still with what? Is still dating another guy. You find that someone is buying her phone, a phone that is like over 1.5 or 2 million. You find that someone is what? Is helping her pay her debts. You find that someone is helping her handle some of her tuition in case. Let me tell you something. No man is going to invest in you over friendship unless he heads a ministry of a church. No man, even these pastors expect something in return. You cannot start saying, friendship. By the way, women, by the way, should stop fooling us, by the way. You cannot invest and you think we want to be your friend. But anyway, me, my definition of simping, I think, simping is like when you do a lot. I actually think that simping is when, you know, like the signs are there, the red flags are there, that nothing is going to happen, that this person is not good for you. But you go an extra mile, and yet you have no chance of what?
Of being with them,
of getting what? The same affection reciprocated. Like, you do it, and it's like you're just making a fool of yourself. Actually, I think simping is like making a fool of yourself, being a weaker version of yourself.
Yeah, so before I give my definition, you have said making a fool out of yourself. So my point stands of me caring. Caring doesn't mean that I'm making a fool out of myself, yeah. So I wouldn't say that's simping. Anyway, my definition of simping is like, yes, you want this chick, but she's clearly showing you that she doesn't want your shit, but you still go on and buy her shit. What you do this and that, what you go and what, but she's showing you that she doesn't what want you, and you're hardlining. You can hardline, yes, you can hardline.
Don't want you and you hardline.
No, you can hardline, but don't hardline using gifts. What you can hardline by going to her room, but don't like buy gifts. Buy, yeah, use your finances. Yeah.
Still, same thing. No, I feel like you have to look at both sides.
What does he mean by hardline? You should hardline in other ways. How do you hardline? Okay. I can hardline by
maybe coming to your room. I like checking on you. What?
No,
auntie, you have to strike a balance. You get it.
I don't think you should, like, okay, in my thinking, what I think you guys would not term as simping is doing the small things that matter for this person. By small things, I don't mean Simanya, I don't know how to say it, but like the small things, but they show that you actually care if someone is doing well. Let me say, call them and find out how they are doing. If they say, I'm not okay, you'll be like, what's up? Can I help? If there is any way you can help without spending too much money, don't do things that will get you out of you being comfortable, because this person is not really into you as much as you think. So don't make yourself uncomfortable just to please them. Do the small things that you do for a friend that you care for.
If you have money,
out of your comfort zone, if you have money, mm-hmm. and then this chick, you're like, how are you doing, what's up? She's like, you know what, I'm not kawa. You're like, okay, what's up? She's like, you know what, I have to go to the hospital, I have hospital bills, the bills are overwhelming. You're like, you know what, let me send you some money. You get, because mm-hmm. friends do that. Mm-hmm. Let me send you some money. The money you're sending her, she's telling her hospital bill is 800k.
This is when you remind her you're not her father.
No, now when you do it,
no.
When you're vibing,
you get, because there are some friends who can send you money, but when you're vibing and you know that you have no opportunity with this chick, you get, and this chick has a guy, you get, or even though she doesn't have a guy, you know that chicks are weird. Yeah? Chicks are weird. Chicks are going to do this shit to you, yeah? And she's going to tell you, I have a bill, and for you. Because, you know, when someone likes someone, they can't even forget logical things.
Okay, let's first not say chicks are weird, and you say some chicks are weird.
Some chicks are weird. I stand corrected. Some chicks are weird. A chick can tell you, I have medical bills, you send them money. Now, when you hit that transaction button, you're simping, because you know that this chick has a guy. This chick, most times, people are telling you that she doesn't actually, feel your shit. She doesn't show signs. She doesn't. You know, when you're chatting with each other on WhatsApp, you're not texting someone. Someone is just replying to you, like you're not having a conversation. Yeah,
like
someone
out of duty or something.
Exactly. Like, okay. Someone tells you, I don't want to speak today. I'm not feeling well. You're like, okay, you know what? Okay, let's talk tomorrow. She's like, okay, good night. You're like, good night with emojis. First day, send emojis. The next morning, you have to greet good morning. She doesn't reply, greet good afternoon. How are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm okay. After the good morning, then she replies, good afternoon. Yes, she's posting on her status. Yeah? She's posting on her status. But you dare tell her, you know what? I want us to go out. She's like, no. Not feeling well, maybe you can send something. Let me
okay.
Let me first let me